Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
You are internet famous, Logan.
Why is that?
Because Will Levis retweeted our episode.
Oh, it's fire.
It was fire.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
I was like, I started it though, and then I was like, oh, quit the banter. No more banter. Like, get to the question. Like, it was like, yeah, it was like you're trying to, you know, I don't want to lose the audience in our nonsense about whatever. I was making fun of you for going to the, wherever you go, the old folks' place
villages.
And, you know, we talked about that. And I don't even know what else we talked about. I was like, skip, skip, skip.
But the question was great. It was fantastic.
Question was great.
It was good.
Answers were great. I mean, the answers were maybe a little bit better than the question, but nonetheless.
I don't know how to put this, but
we're kind of a big deal.
Anyways.
People know me.
Okay. Well, first of all, what else is going on in your world?
I'm going back to the villages.
Yes,
actually,
of course you
this
are.
Next week.
They can't get enough of you down there. Like, Logan, we love you.
Yeah, so it'll be pickleball and sitting by the pool for a week, so I'm excited for that.
I told you my pickleball experience.
Yeah,
I did it once.
You were like, this is the greatest thing ever until you
hurt yourself. I'm kind of jonesing to play again, but then I remember the pain that I was in for 6 weeks and how I'm not in pain right now and I'm running well and everything is going, kind of my body is working.
Well, you can't go 50% on something. You're going to go 170% or zero.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So, but I thought, like, I have it in my mind, like, but what if I got high tops or what if I got like
mids?
You
need to stretch a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think
I love the pickleball.
It wasn't the stretching, though. It was the ankle.
I love the pickleball.
Anyways, all right. So you're going down to the villages. You're going to play some pickleball. You're going
to
check out
the beach
for
a couple days, which will be fantastic. Yeah.
What beach do you go to down there?
I think they like to go to Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, I like Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
It's got an old school flair to it.
I like the pier and stuff. It's kind of, yeah. It's nice.
Okay. All right. Odds and ends. This episode sponsored by Joule Financial. Visit us on the web, joulefinancial.com. Send questions. We need questions. Keep them coming to podcast@diymoney.org. That's podcast@diymoney.org. The show only works because you send us your audio questions, so keep them coming. If we use it on the show, we'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card. We've got a great question today because it gets us back to some of the basics of budgeting, which I love and I think we sometimes tend to stray away from, and it's important to get back to basics. So, Victoria, what do you got?
DIY!
Hi, DIY Money. Victoria from Indiana here. I have a question about tracking income and expenses. Currently, I track our 4 different accounts in one Excel spreadsheet. These are a joint checking account shared between my husband and I, my checking account, my savings account where I put back money for quarterly taxes, and our high yield savings account. I've been tracking expenses for about 2 months and I'm still a little confused on how to view account transfers. For example, if I move money from my personal checking account into our joint account where we pay our bills, should I technically write that down as an expense for me and income for the joint account? Should I be logging this transaction twice or ignore it altogether? Same thing goes for our savings account. If I pull money from my checking account into our high yield savings account, is that seen as an expense and then also income? I'm hesitant to label these transactions as income considering it's not increased margin, but rather the money is just being moved from one location to another. Furthermore, would you advise tracking all these accounts in one spreadsheet, or is it more beneficial to split things up? Love the podcast. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
Gosh, I love it. It's like a movement. Budgeting is like a movement. Victoria, welcome to the movement.
I wonder if there's a men's room around here, honey. Just a second.
All right. I want you to visualize with me, and I wrote about this in the book. It's like $5. So maybe from your $25, pick up a book for $5 or whatever it is. You looked at it the other day.
I think it's like 10.
Okay, it's 10. It's inflation.
Inflation.
Look, it went up. You know, hey, what are you going to do? All right, it's $10. But visualize, Victoria, with me, if you will. We pay all of our expenses out of one account. I'm assuming you do too. I got the gist of that, I think. If there are 2 different accounts you pay expenses out of, I think you need 2 different tabs, if you will, on Excel. This is what I use. I use Google Sheets, but let's just, for purposes of simplicity, let's call it Excel. We pay all of our bills out of one account, primary checking account. Okay. Tab number 1 literally is titled checking. okay? And it's kind of our running ledger of all expenses. And I probably am on row 45,700. I mean, it might be 100,000. I don't know. It's forever. It goes since I moved to Google Sheets, which was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, every expense we have is on there. Now, that doesn't mean I have to scroll down 75 feet.
Yeah, you hide
it. I hide them, mm-hmm. right, every month or, you know, intra-month, et cetera. So, Victoria, every expense or any, I shouldn't even say expense, any type of money movement is on that sheet because it's also how I balance or reconcile our checking account, which is something nobody does to this day. I'm convinced of it. And unless you have kids, you probably don't use checks. But if you have kids, you still use checks because every PTO, every school, everything, they still take checks. So you have these things that you write a check for. And young people, I can't wait to ask you if you use checks. Do you pay rent in check?
Nope.
Do you use checks at all?
I think I have 3 emergency checks in my car, and I haven't used them in 5
okay.
years.
Okay, so younger people don't know what it's like to write a check and have it be in this world of limbo where it's not cashed, it's spent, but it's out there in the ether world. And old folks like me, we had to actually keep track of that or you'd overspend. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Victoria? You do. Okay.
Did you take a personal check?
For how much?
$300?
I can't do that, sir.
So every money movement is on that tab. Left to right, date, how we spent it, whether it was a check, whether it was a debit, what it was, the description, and then over to the right, the amount. Now, we have a debit and we have a credit area because when we get paid, that credit comes in. Or, Victoria, when I move money into this account, I move it in as a credit. And my top far left number one, cell A1, is my current balance. So my ongoing formula, if I haven't lost you already, stay with me, is adding up all the credit, minusing all the debits, and it gives me my checking balance up in the front. And I will reconcile that balance anytime I update my expenses. So that is tab one. It's an old school check ledger. I mean, that's all it is. If you used a check ledger back in the day, it's an old school check ledger. Now, sometimes I have things that I'm either accruing for or I have written a check for and they have not cleared. So as I'm reconciling, I have to go back and like I have to delete those. And I just delete, 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 delete. And then I look and I go, oh, yep, that matches the bank. And then I go undo, undo, undo. And then it's back to normal. And I know exactly what I have in my balance. Okay, that's tab number one. Number two is our actual budget. So tab two is our actual budget. So tab two, and I'm sure there's shortcuts. I'm sure Allie would have 57 workarounds for this, whatever. But I manually take all of our expenses and the categories they're in, and I update the budget. So I constantly am updating groceries. We're spending money on groceries like it's freaking going out of style right now. I don't know what the heck is happening.
3 teenagers.
Oh, it's and inflation and whatever. Yeah. So I'm updating groceries. So every time we go to the grocery store, I will look for all the groceries. And there's a shortcut. There's a little shortcut you can do. You can sort by grocery, whatever. Okay. And I add it up. I put it on the budget. Now, the budget area shows me, and I wrote about this in the book. I think I even showed a picture of this, can show me where we're at for the month in all these areas. The third tab is basically our balance sheet. And the balance sheet is where I keep all of our savings accounts, high yield, emergency fund, etc. So any other account balance on there, I keep updated. Now, again, if you're paying expenses out of different accounts, that's going to be a little tricky. I might encourage you to start paying expenses out of one account. I don't know. Did she say her husband and her had separate checking accounts and they Maybe.
I don't think so. I think they had a checking account. They had a joint account where they pay bills out of that something. And then they have a high yield savings account.
Right. So sometimes I meet with young couples. They haven't combined expenses. They're like, oh, we don't know how to track this. You know, she's spending some things. I'm spending some things. I'm like, combine expenses. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, that's so old school, boomer. And I'm like, okay, you can call it old school you want, or you can be married and live out of one pool of money. And I know I lost half the audience on that, so it is what it is. But I'm just telling you, it makes life a lot easier. I'm sure there's workarounds if you desperately want to keep things separate, you know, situations that are different. You got to, whatever. Okay. So pay bills out of one account, keep that as a running list. And then as we move money in and out, I move it in. Now, when I move money to a savings account, when I accrue for Christmas or our monthly expenses that I accrue for, or our annual expenses that I accrue for, I write that in as an expense and I move it into the other account. Sometimes I accrue for things. We're going to go on a vacation in April. I've been accruing for that in our checking account. I haven't moved the money. I should have, but I just left it there. But what I'm doing is I'm accruing it as an expense every month in my check ledger.
Right.
I hope I didn't lose you completely, Victoria, but that's how I do it. I think that would clean a lot of what you're dealing with up.
So let me ask you, when you have that, what do you do if you ever spend anything on a credit card?
So, good question. I will then, exactly how I do this, I'll buy it on the credit card. This is not going to be, you had to expose me a little bit, didn't you? I'm going to know I've either accrued for it or it's an emergency fund. Okay. So if I buy something on a credit card, it's either vacation. Like, I'll do what I'm telling you. Like, I'll go on vacation and I'll put everything on the credit card. I will then take that money I've accrued for it. I will pay it off on the American Express, and then I will label it as vacation.
Got it.
If it's an emergency issue, I buy it on the credit card, and then I move my emergency fund to my checking account, I pay it off. I don't keep a check balance. I don't keep a credit card balance. Mm-hmm. So here's what my mother does, I guess. If I used it every day for groceries, she writes that as, instead of debit or check, she'll say credit card, and then she's accruing that, and then basically when she gets the bill, she pays it off. Mm-hmm. So that's one way you can do it. I don't do that. We don't do everyday household expenses on the credit card.
Got it.
Did that answer your question?
Okay, Boomer.
So I do it slightly different. I really like the way you do it. I do it slightly different. And I think you just have to really figure out when you're budgeting, what makes sense for you, what makes sense for your family. The way we do our budgeting is we use kind of like a system tracker. We use our planning portal that we use here in the office. And all of the expenses come over. And it's very much like a ledger as well. It shows the dollar amount. It shows what it was spent on. So if it was spent on the credit card or if it was spent on the debit card, we have one credit card that we use. If it was spent on the credit card or if it was spent on the debit card, if it was a check by some random thing that happened. So it shows that. And then I go in and I categorize it. So I put it into each individual category and make sure that I have in a day, or, you know, every couple of days, gone in and made sure every transaction from the last couple of days is in a category, is in a bucket. So that's how I go through and do it. I kind of manage it as a pool. But I think if you're tracking as detailed as Victoria is tracking, that doing what you're saying makes sense to really have like your ledger that's lining up and matching perfectly with your account balance.
I don't keep a large checking account balance.
Yeah.
We get paid. I, you know, tithe, I accrue expenses, I put money for the kids. Those are kind of my three buckets immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, tithe, accrual for monthly expenses, and then kids savings. And then the rest we spend. And the budget is such that we spend most of it. Or I put it in savings. Like, right. I'll, you know, I guess line item number four would be savings. So at the end of like 14 days, I might have like a couple $100 in my checking account. Mm. And it's kind of funny when I like ping my wife, I'm like, don't go to the grocery store today. Like, and she's like, okay, she knows, it's 20 years. She knows exactly what we're talking about. Now, do we have resources out there? Yes. We have a savings account. We have investment pool. You know, we don't have debt. We're in, thankfully, very blessed and have disciplined great shape, but I keep it to the penny. Mm-hmm. So I have to know that if my balance, now what happens if she does something and or whatever, something happens. Oh my gosh, I was stranded. I only have my debit card.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
More than likely, I've accrued something in there that hasn't cleared or isn't clearing. So the money's really there. It's really there. So however you're doing it, Victoria, it's all about finding a system that works for you. And over the years, you'll find these little tips and tricks. Like when I started sorting, and because I used to have to go through, oh my gosh, it was a process. So I would budget, I would update our expense list maybe every day or every couple days. And then maybe once a week, I would update the budget. Mm-hmm. So, and I used to have to go and I'd look at the month and I'd like try to highlight each cell in grocery. And then I'd go and I'd do it and then I'd highlight and then I'd add up the month and something would be off and I'd be so mad. I'm like, and so I do it again. And I'm like, gosh. And then I learned how to sort. Mm. And so I sort by grocery, sort by auto fuel, sort by entertainment.
I am going to introduce you to the sum ifs formula and change your whole world.
Yeah.
But you want to do it.
I know
sum
ifs.
You want to change it.
I know sum ifs, but here's the problem. This is what I know about me. If it's automated for me, I won't own it.
I got it.
If it's automated, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I need to own it. It's a process for me. Just like every quarter, I update our bigger picture balance sheet of retirement accounts and net worth. And I like that. I look forward to that day, especially in bull markets. I love sitting down on the front. I'll do this April 1. I'll sit down April 1 or the 31st. It's actually going to be the 28th because it's a weekend, so not much going to change. And I'll sit down and I'll update all of our accounts on the spreadsheet. And I'll see from quarter to quarter how we've done. And that's just, I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
I like doing
good.
That.
Good.
Yeah, sum if you.
Get rid of that.
Sum if. Anyways, all right, Victoria, listen, you're doing it. I commend you.
Let's go back to Indiana, circa 1980.
You're clearly the CFO in the household, and hopefully everybody else is on board with your process. So keep up the great work, and we'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card for your question. Remember, friends, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest, and do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.